Once a task has sent a message, it probably wants to know if it was received. The reason for this is that the entire message, including the message structure, belongs to it. By sending it, the task gave the receiver permission to read the memory in which the message was located. In addition, the receiver can also store various replies and results in the message. Since the sender probably wants to use the memory for other purposes, the message has to be received and processed. It without knowing whether it has been read or not. Therefore, a reply port is set up. A reply port can be any port belonging to the sender task. There is a field in the message structure which is used to tell the receiver the address of this port.
Yo, it's landing on a beat drum.
The first one. The sender thus knows that the message has been received. We cannot reuse the memory.
And my army can make sure that you make the cost of me can make
the message best for me. All that has to be done is to place it directly in the last message port structure in memory. The reason is that you do that is because the C structure is the memory class set. The necessary memory can also be obtained from the system with an ALEC memory file and is initialized. Once the message port structure has been completed, you must decide whether it is inserted into a list of public message ports. The advantage of placing a message port in the list of public ports is that another task can easily find this port by its name. The find port function is used to If you add a port to the system with add port, you should first check to make sure that a port with this name is not already present. If a port is no longer needed, you can simply delete it after all outstanding messages have been received and acknowledged with reply message. If the message port is in the public list, it must be removed from the system before it can be deleted or its memory released. The create port function makes this easier to create a new message port. This function is not part of the operating system, but is found in the runtime library of the new C This function creates a message port with specified data priority. It returns the address of the port to 0 with no address of the user. If the pointer to the name is not 0, the port is added to a list of public ports. There's also a function in the Amiga Live for deleting a port. Delete port deletes the specified port. If it has a name, it also is removed from the public list. Running while it's waiting for a signal. Let's say that a task is drawing on a mathematical function. To see the port has received a message. This slows the drawing loop down, however. But we don't have to live with this unsatisfactory solution on the Amiga. We can make use of something called a task exception. Similar to an interrupt.